We see the same sort of behavior in modern lions, where the male will simply act as a distraction to drive prey towards the awaiting female. It's a great way to ambush prey while limiting the potential harm to the Ceratosaurus. And they know that the prey is going to take the easiest route of escape, and that's going to be on that game trail.
Once the male knows that the prey has gotten on the game trail, the chase ensues. The Ceratosaurus is trying to make as much noise as he can. He's trying to drive the prey into the waiting arms of his hidden mate.
Anticipating the prey being driven towards her by her mate, she prepares to spring their trap. But she herself is being hunted.
She has no idea that while she's laying in ambush for this prey, she herself is being preyed upon. A 35-foot-long, 4-ton Allosaurus is within striking distance. He slowly begins to move up behind her, trying to be as quiet as he can.
With his heavily padded feet, the 4-ton Allosaurus is able to approach within striking distance of the wary Ceratosaurus.
The foot of Allosaurus is perfectly designed to muffle the sound of its approach if it needed to be quiet.
Oblivious to its mate's peril, the first Ceratosaurus continues his quest for quarry.
The female senses something is behind her, but it's too late.
Before she has time to turn her head, the Allosaurus unleashes a 1-ton crush of teeth.
All she sees is the wide open mouth of the Allosaurus, who crushes her by the neck, snapping the bones as if they were twigs. Her neck is broken. She's completely lifeless and slumps to the ground.
The attack is so swift, the first Ceratosaurus has no idea that things are not going to plan.
Now the Allosaurus can turn his attention to the male, who is rushing in, thinking the female will jump out at any moment.